In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Already, children, we've come to the third and last of our lesser litanies. Today, our lesser litanies fall on a very appropriate day, St. Michael the Archangel. Remember what we said on the feast day of the greater litanies in April on St. Mark's Day, how when St. Gregory the Great instituted this procession because of a terrible plague in Rome that was causing many people to be sick and to die, when they were passing by in their humble procession of prayer, the castle of Hadrian, there they saw a vision of St. Michael the Archangel, who was sheathing his sword, which was the sword of God's vengeance and punishment, and they heard angels singing the Regina Caeli. Today's feast day actually commemorates that, which is one of the many apparitions of St. Michael the Archangel, and tells us about the power of this prayer, especially when we pray with all of the holy angels and archangels. Now, the actual feast today commemorates another apparition of St. Michael the Archangel. You may recall the story, how St. Michael the Archangel, because the time had come for God to establish devotion to the archangels and the angels in the church, St. Michael came down to a mountain in southern Italy called Monte Gargano, and the story about how one bull separated himself from the herd, and he got himself caught in some thorns, and he didn't seem to be able to dislodge himself and to come back down and join the rest of the animals in the herd. So the cowherd, who was taking care of the bulls and the cows, he shot an arrow in the direction of the bull in order to frighten him and make him get out of the bushes and come back and join the rest. But that, much to the cowherd's surprise, the arrow turned around and came back towards him. Now, the people, when they heard about this, thought that this might be indeed a sign from heaven. You never know. And you have to see everything in daily life in the light of faith. So they went to see the bishop, and the bishop said, right, that could indeed be a sign from heaven. Let's pray over it. So they prayed, and they fasted for 3 days. And then St. Michael the Archangel himself appeared to the bishop and said, know ye that it was by my will that this man was struck with his own arrow. I am Michael the Archangel. I have chosen to dwell on earth in that place, on Monte Gargano, and to keep it for my own. And I willed by this sign to make manifest that I watched over the place and guarded it. And so the people and the bishop and the clergy went there in procession, and they found in the cave inside the mountain a wonderfully prepared chapel, all ready to go, with an altar and seats and everything that had indeed been carved out by the angels. And that's one of the great shrines of pilgrimage in Italy still today. The last apparition of St. Michael the Archangel has to do with the victory that he gave to the people of this place around Monte Gargano when the pagan Neapolitans, who hadn't been converted yet, were attacking them. There was a war on, and the pagans were very fierce and outnumbered the Christians. What would they do? They prayed to St. Michael the Archangel. They fasted and prayed again for 3 days, and on the third night, the bishop again had an apparition from the great archangel, and he told him that the people's prayers would be answered, 3 days of prayer, just as we're making in church, these 3 days, children, and that they would indeed have the victory tomorrow, the next day, at the 10th hour, which is about this time, that is to say about 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock in the morning. Well, the soldiers, with great confidence in prayer, went into battle, and as they fought to defend themselves against the pagan Neapolitans, why, Monte Gargano, where St. Michael the Archangel dwelled, started to shake, and lightning started to flash, and there was a big dark cloud that hid the top of it, and 600 of the pagan enemy fell down, struck by the sword and also by flaming arrows that perhaps were shot off, actually, by the angels themselves. And because of that, they won the victory, and the soldiers who were left, they converted to Christianity. Now, We ask the angels and archangels to go with us to make this prayer perfect and angelic this morning. And we remember that we should pray to St. Michael the Archangel, our guardian angel, and all of the angels every day. Last of all, as Monte Gargano of old was under the protection of St. Michael the Archangel, so is our church now. We've placed St. Michael the Archangel on the parapet of our new cloister, overlooking the whole property, and he has his sword, a sword not of vengeance, but of protection, in his hand. So after Mass, we'll process out to the parking lot, and Father will bless our statue of St. Michael the Archangel, and we'll conclude by saying together our St. Michael prayer. God bless you. In the name of the Father,